Pete's Hamburger Stand in Prairie du Chien hit a milestone this year, 110 years in business. Not only have multiple generations of families been enjoying these burgers on the weekends for more than a century, but generations of Pete's descendants have been flipping burgers, grilling onions, and running the stand during that time. WPR's Mary Kate McCoy recently visited Pete's to find out what makes the burgers so special.
All right, and two burgers and a drink will be $10.25.
When you step up to order at Pete's Hamburger Stand, you'll notice there's only four things on the menu. Soda, water, chips, and a hamburger.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too.
Hi.
And the recipe is simple. Quality ground beef, onions, a little salt. Oh, and water? For generations, regulars have been lining up for their beloved hamburgers at Pete's. Just listen to a few of them.
They're good.
Kind of like a White Castle, but a bigger White Castle. Definitely more meat. It's good. Love them.
They're unique and different and healthy.
Nobody can beat them.
Try it once.
The stand in downtown Prairie du Chien looks like it's straight out of the 1920s. It's tiny, with green and white awning and sliding windows you walk up to place your order. And inside is Pete's granddaughter, cooking the burgers exactly the way he did more than a century ago.
My name is Mary Hoosier. I am the granddaughter of Pete Gokey, the founder of Pete's Hamburger Stand. We're 110 years old this season.
Locals say it's the best burger around. On the day I stopped by, almost as soon as the sign flipped to open, there was a line. So what keeps people coming back?
The water keeps the burgers nice and moist. Our pan doesn't have a drain in it, so we don't clean it till the end of the day. We just keep adding water and onions and meat all day, and it just makes for a good recipe.
Mary's husband, Bill Hoosier, also cooks at the stand. He says each burger leaves behind a little more flavor as it cooks.
It gets better. A lot of people won't eat off the first pan. They claim it doesn't taste as good. So.
Before Pete's became a permanent stand in the 1920s, the original Pete, who was also a volunteer firefighter, sold his burgers from a cart at festivals and fairs. He noticed the burgers stayed juicy when he cooked them in water as the customers ebbed and flowed. The recipe hasn't changed since.
What? Onions on it? No? Okay.
Today, the stand, which is open Friday through Sunday, goes through a couple hundred pounds of meat each day and up to 500 pounds of onions over the weekend. Mary cooks anywhere from 55 to 65 burgers at a time. And while that might sound like a lot, they were gone in a flash the day I visited.
What's it like to be cooking hamburgers when you stay that long?
Well, on some days it's all right if the weather is cool. On hot days it can be very exhausting. By the end of your shift, you are ready to go home.
But Mary and Bill say there's something special about having to wait in line to get your burger.
Coming to a stand like this where you have to wait probably, and it's something most people are not used to, or not anymore at least, and it's kind of nostalgic. And people talk in line when they're standing waiting, and it's amazing the connections that they can find, you know, between people that are usually strangers. And sometimes they aren't when they leave here, so that's kind of neat.
The Hoosiers are big on community, not only in how they source their products with local meat and buns, but they also donate all proceeds from their bag chip sales to people in the community fighting cancer. Bill and Mary say hard work, perseverance, and a quality product are what have kept the business going for so long. As for what the original Pete might think about making it 110 years,
I think he'd be very proud of his children and grandchildren.
So whether you like your burgers with onions or without, just don't ask for cheese. The Hoosiers hope you'll enjoy the burgers and meet some new friends along the way.
Well, I just hope that they come here and they get their money's worth. You know, they feel that they've gotten the product that's worth what they've paid for, and they've gotten good service. And hopefully along the way, the environment added to it is, makes it fun, even if you have to stand in line.
WPR's Mary Kate McCoy is a digital content producer and brought us that story on Pete's Hamburgers, which has been open in Prairie du Chien for 110 years. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast feed. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.